Boker Tov, we are on Mizmor Kuf Yutet. We are on letter Pe today. Pe as in 80. Pe. Okay. Pelaot ay devotecha al ken nitzaratam nafshi. Your precepts are pelaot, are wonders. Okay. Al ken nitzaratam nafshi. Therefore, my soul upholds them. Why? Because they're so wondrous that I want to hope. That's Peshat. Now, if you look at Radak, this isn't the Radak that I wanted to focus on today. He has a fascinating discussion. Pilaot means nistarot, like when there's something that you don't understand about the mishpat, ben dam ledam, ben din ledin, right? Mm-hmm. So he said, oh, pilaot then means they're nistarot, right? Hold on 1 second. Pilaot means they're nistarot. So the Radak has this discussion about this word. Pilaot, and he says, look, we see in the Torah, it says, HaTorah lo nifleti mimecha lo rechoka. That the Torah is not far from you, not rechoka. Meaning, nifla could mean, instead of wondrous and amazing, could also mean distant, and as we said, ki pale mimecha davar, could be hard to understand. But we have the, but he says, we know the Torah says, "Lo nifleti mimecha l'rechoka." So how can David come and say, "Pelaot edevotecha"? Your edevot are pelaot. So that's his question. Look, I think there are multiple meanings of the word pele. I don't think in this case it necessarily means the pele of distant and impossible to understand. I think it means the pele of wondrous and miraculous and amazing, right? But let's quickly see what he says. נתנה עיניה מאוד בהם להבינם, או שמרה אותם לעשותם לפי שהבינה אותם וידעתו אותם, כי מי שלא יבין את המצוות לא ישמרה על הנכון. Oh, and he says, על כן נצרתם נפשי, I've understood them, and therefore I take them very seriously. And he says an important line, מי שלא יבין את המצווה לא ישמרנה על הנכון.
Wow.
Meaning it's important to understand the מצוות. ויש לשאול, כי הנה אמר משה רבנו, there's a question, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ki ha-mitzvah hazot asher lochim mitzavecha yom lo nifleti mimecha." That the mitzvah is not distant from you. Lo rechoka hi. Ve'echa amar David pilaot edvotecha ha-teshuva ki ma she'amar lo niflet. That which Moshe Rabbeinu says it's not lo niflet. Rotze lomar she'en ha-mitzvot ha-amurot derech mashal. She'ipale mimecha ha-mashal ech tavin oto. Ki karov elecha davar morif yechod va'vecha la'asoto. Because the mitzvah are not said in a mashal as if like it's some obscure. They're not stated in a mashal. You have to try to crack the code to understand them.
They're more realistic.
Right. Lefikach, kemo shetilmod oto beficha, ken tevineo bilvavecha, vechen taase oto. Just like your mouth verbalizes it, so too your heart understands it. Mm-hmm. And you could therefore keep it that way. Ki en bemitzvah mashal, because in the mitzvot, in the commands, he's not speaking mashal. Umikan teshuva lanotzrim sheomrim shatorah mashal.
Wow.
And this is a response, the fact that it says, Lo nifleti mimecha, that, no, as whatever the Torah says, it's saying it in simple language so that you do what it says. Not that it's all a mashal to symbolize the mitzvot of the heart that you don't really have to keep the practical mitzvot. Mm-hmm. And that's a response to the Christians who say that the whole Torah is a mashal. Mm-hmm. Okay? Masha amar David pilaot aridavotecha, and now what she says, that your mitzvot are hard to understand. That's on their reasoning. Oh. Meaning there's a distinction according to the Radak. There is the mitzvah is commanded and is stated in a simple lashon. Mm-hmm. In a lashon that's not peli. That's not hard to understand. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's peshat. If the Torah says keep teshuvah, you have to keep teshuvah. It doesn't mean that there is a concept of Shabbat that you have to accept in your mind. No, there's a Shabbat that you have to practically keep. But the foundations of the mitzvot are so profound that they are wondrous to the extent that they are mm-hmm. sometimes require deeper understanding. Mm-hmm. And that is not what Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to when he said, Lo nifleti mimecha. Mm-hmm. He's referring to the fact that you could keep them. Whatever you say, it's doable. It's practical stuff. But the foundations are so deep that there is an everlasting attempt to get to them, and they're a little bit distant in that sense. So that's how he explains this pasuk. Very, very fascinating Radak. And that's not even the main Radak I wanted to do today, okay? But amazing Radak. So in that Radak, just Pelaot Edevotecha, he quotes the pasuk of Moshe Lo Nifleti Mimecha Lo Rechokai as a proof against the Christians who try to say that the Torah is just a mashal. And then he also said that this pasuk that says that they are niflaim, or pilaot, that's referring to the ikar ta'amam and the deeper under reason for the mitzvah, which are always deep and profound. But the actual mitzvah itself, as the Torah prescribes it, is always said in simple language.
To put on tefillin, but to understand how
right deep exactly and special when the Torah says to put on tefillin, it means to put this box of tefillin on your arm. But to understand the significance and the meaning behind it is a deeper thing. Okay. Petach devarecha Yair mevin pitaim.
Wow.
What is petach devarecha? It means I don't know exactly what this means, but it translates as your opening words. They bring enlightenment. They enlighten.
Yair
enei halev, right? Mevin pitaim, and they bring understanding to the petty, to the simpleton. So your Torah brings understanding to the petty.
It's a nice, like, some, what is it called? I think it's called the alliteration. Petach devarecha Yair mevin petaim. It's like, no? Petach and petaim, it's this.
That's it's called, alliteration.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah.
Fine.
Petach devarecha Yair, but that would be like petach petaim.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's not connected, it's not really alliteration. All right, like, pi fa'arta is an alliteration. Pi fa'arti va'esh afa, ki lemisfotecha ya'avti. I open my mouth, pifa'arti, va'ishafa, and I take a deep breath. Kila mitzvotecha ya'avti, because I am longing. Ya'avti is an interesting word. Ya'avti, because I am longing for your mitzvot. Mm-hmm. Oh, I open my mouth wide as if to inhale whatever I can from your mitzvot.
Wow.
Okay, next. Pnei elai v'choneni kimishpat le'ohave shemecha. Please turn to me and treat me graciously like at what is mishpat for those who love your name, meaning treat me according to what should be the mishpat for those who love your name. Pe'amai achen be'imratecha, please guide my footsteps to go in line with your imra, with your saying. Ve'al tashlet bi kol aven and don't let wrongdoing rule over me. See, I love these psukim, the psukim where he says, help me keep the mitzvot and help me stay away from avon. Because he recognizes that even if a person wants to keep the Torah, it's still a struggle with their bodily temptations, you know, because your soul wants it, but it's a question of who wins, is it your body or your soul, you know? So please help my footsteps, which are my body, go in line with the imra, not just my hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everybody hopes, no. Every person who is striving to be Eved Hashem wants to only do mitzvot and not do avonot.
Mm-hmm.
But the body isn't necessarily doing it. Mm-hmm. So that's why he says, Pe'amayachen, let my footsteps go in line with your imrot. And let not aven rule over me. Pedeni me'oshek adam ve'eshmerah pikudecha. Save me or redeem me from the oppression of other men so that I can keep your mitzvot, so I can keep your edicts. Panecha ha'ayer be'avdecha ve'lamedeni and chukecha. Please shine your face on your servant and teach me your laws.
Wow.
Streams of water flow from my eyes for those who do not follow your teaching. Like, he's so distraught over the fact that other people do not see the beauty and want to keep the mitzvot. So he's crying, palgemayim. I don't know if it feels so bad for them or feels so bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvot that are getting neglected, but it's a very, very noble thing.
Al hem shelo shamru
Torah Techa. No, it's like, al lo shamru Torah. Right, but is he crying because people aren't? Is he crying for them that they're missing out, or is he crying for the Torah that the Torah is being disrespected?
Mm.
Okay, hold on. There is a Radak here that I wanted to see. I think it was on Palgemayim. No, where was it? Was it in Sadi that was a Radak? No. Or maybe it was the one that we saw, the Pilaot one. Yeah. Okay, that was the main one. Okay, I thought it was the end of Pei. It was the beginning of Pei. Okay, all right. So we did the main radak that I want to get to. Tzadik ata Adonav yashar mishpatecha. You are tzadik, and your mishpat is straight. Where do we say that pasuk? Whenever we're about to say Ashkava.
Really?
Tzadik ata Adonav yashar mishpatecha. Tov shem mishem en tov yom amam yom mivaledo. We quote pasuk, whenever we're doing tziduk adin, on Ashkava. When you do tziduk adin in the Kanisa, we're tziduk adin, so what pasuk do we use? Tzadik ata Adonai v'yashar mishpatecha. Okay, we're using this pasuk to say that Hashem, you are yashar, and you're being matzdik whatever din Hashem brought. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tzivita tzedek aydevotecha ve'emuna me'od. You, with your edot, you have commanded tzedek. You have commanded justness. Ve'emuna me'od. And it's very true.
You commanded you commanded the tzedek of your laws.
Okay, tzivita tzedek edotecha, fine. And then ve'emuna me'od, and you are very reliable.
Yeah.
Either way, with your precepts, you greatly ordained righteousness and faith. They completely changed the translation. Okay. Tzimetatni kin'ati ki shachechu devarecha tzarai. My kin'ah gets to me. Ki shachechu devarecha tzarai. Because my enemies have forgotten your word. What does it mean? What does he mean by his kin'ah? So Radak says it's this kin'ah that the other people are violating Hashem's word and are still succeeding. And that burns in him. Because it's so frustrating to see the people that are making a mockery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascendant. So he said, it's my zealotry is like, what is it? Like consuming me or cutting me?
Metatni means what?
I don't know. They translate it as consumed. What's the shoresh?
Like sameh is a...
No, I don't think it's sameh. I think it's... Kimat kileta oti kinati. It means to destroy me. Kileta. Cut me. That's what I said. The toughest part of the shoresh. Yatzmitim. Okay. Because my enemies have forgotten your word that really hurts me. Your saying is exceedingly tzirufa, is exceedingly pure, and your servant loves it. I am young. And I am disdained, and I'm lowly, but I do not forget your mitzvot. Even when I'm low and I'm nothing, I do not forget your mitzvot. Tzidkatecha tzedek leolam v'toratecha emet. Your tzedek is forever, and your Torah is emet. This pasuk is like such a good pasuk for you to determine the meaning of the words. Tzidkatecha tzedek leolam, that your tzedakah, your righteousness is righteous forever. And your Torah is emet. Now, emet could mean truth, but also means stability, right? Mm-hmm. So it goes very well. The word emet is very, very aligned with the word le'olam. Mm-hmm. You see? Okay. Tzaru matzok metzaoni mitzvotecha sha'ashuai. Even though trouble and difficulty have found me, your mitzvot are my delight, are sha'ashuai. Tzedek eidavotecha le'olam havineni ve'echia. Your precepts are forever righteous. So please give me understanding of them, so that I may live. Okay, let me just make sure there's no more radak. For some reason, I had this impression that there was a radak at the end of today that we needed to do. Cholev ki yodea, Moshe, zuhatecha, lo amut biyad oyevai. No. Tzedek olam, habineni yotam, let me understand them so that I may live. Simetatni, we did. Panecha ha'er, palgemaim, haya bochel lavonot she'asa. Ashmira al einaim ki einaim hem azonot ve'achote holech v'tar achrei enav enav v'liba teres sarsure da'averaninu. Okay, so he quotes the Gemara in Yerushalmi. So whenever he says palge ma'im, oh, that's very interesting. Remember the pasuk he said palge ma'im that I cry al lo shamru toratecha over those who did not keep your mitzvot. He says that he's crying over his own avonot,
yeah.
And the reason he is using his eyes as like the mashal for how bad he feels is because the eyes are the source of the avon.
Mm-hmm.
So the crying is like,
and they didn't keep it.
The eyes didn't keep the mitzvot, he's saying. So he's crying from the eyes. It's almost like it like washes the eyes of the Avon.
And it's so interesting that he's kind of like saying that's not me. It's like those eyes didn't keep the Torah. It's not like who I am intrinsically that is
right. He's separating the eyes that caused him to do the avon from himself.
That's not me.
That would be the third person you should look. I still think the peshat is palgema miruah al lo shamru etecha, or other people not keeping your Torah is what causes him distress. But the idea that it's talking about his eyes, that his eyes did not keep the Torah, it also goes in line with the idea of please hachen pe'amai, make my footsteps go in your Torah, because he kind of divorces himself from his body in the sense that my body is the one doing the avon, and I wish it wasn't me. You know? Okay. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen ve'amen.